Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now is State GOP Chair Nick Langworthy talking about this decision. Nick, this was kind of like the elephant in the room, David Bellavia, when it comes to MY27. If it hadn't already, do you see things now really picking up in that race with a special election? Who knows, maybe months are away from right now.
Well, we really don't know where things lie right now with a special election because the governor has not called one. The county leaders within the district in the eight counties are very focused right now on their local elections, and that's what they should be doing for 2019. And I know many of the candidates that have poked their head up and said they're interested or declared their candidacies are helping those local candidates. So, you know, the county Republican parties are very, very focused on victory in 2019 first. Our mission is clear. Is we need to, if there's going to be a special election, this governor must call it at the earliest possible date. I'm most deeply concerned about the governor trying to put his thumb on the scale and call this special election for presidential primary day, where there will be virtually no presidential primary going on in the Republican Party, but there is promises to be a very vigorous Democratic primary going on, and it's an attempt to put their thumb on the scale and tip it in favor of the Democrat Party.
That's what you have to be expecting, right? I mean, he's basically said, you know, I want to do it on a day when there's already an election happening. It can't be this November, so the next one would be that date. That's pretty much the day you have to be circling on the calendar right now.
Well, that's the day that I think that the governor is there, but I think it will, you know, we have to get through these 2019 elections, but there are a lot of people that are concerned that the governor is going to try to, you know, do this as he has a pattern of trying to legalize rigged elections. And if he does that, it will be a message to the taxpayers of this area that he is trying to, you know, really affect the outcome by calling it on that day. So, you know, there are steps that we will take when the time comes to try to change that dynamic.
How much attention can a campaign focus on a special election when you'd have presumably another Republican primary right around the corner and then the general election later that year?
Well, it all depends. I mean, a special election, Brian, you covered politics when we had a special election here. It is a three-ring circus, and all of the national media comes to town, the national outside groups come to town. It's much more focused than a regular run-of-the-mill primary. So there is no way to not focus on a special election if it's to be called, and I think you will, you know, see a very large, you know, full-scale campaign going on here.
You worried at all about the infighting? I mean, already this morning I heard during the show there was an ad attacking Chris Jacobs looking at this MY27 race that's over, you know, we're over a year out from November of 2020 when this might all be said and done. Are you worried about infighting amongst Republicans maybe hurting the party in other seats?
Well, I have not heard any ads yet, but, you know, anything is possible. I think it's very disheartening that candidates, if they're going in that direction this early, I don't think that's the way to curry favor and be seen as someone that's trying to, you know, be a positive force within the Republican Party at this point. So I would certainly urge people to go out there and talk about the merits of their own candidacies.
Do you think the door is still open for David, maybe, who knows, several years down the line, should he decide to throw his hat in the ring in politics again?
I have the utmost admiration for David and his service, and I think this decision by him, you know, really exemplifies what he's all about. He's putting his service to his country before any political aspirations. His accomplishments are unrivaled by anyone I've seen, you know, come through the door politically. And, you know, when that time comes down the road, whatever the district boundaries may look like, if that's something he's looking to do, I'm sure that door will be wide open to him.
Nick, thanks so much for the time. That's Nick Langworthy, state GOP chair, talking a little bit about NY27.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.